Hello and welcome. This is your health bestie, Barbara. Today, I will tell you about the time I awoke in the hospital. But before I get too far into it, first I would like to remind you that this show is presented by Health Solutions Today, where we offer health insurance for solopreneurs and small business owners. Navigating the world of health insurance can be overwhelming. Schedule an appointment today to discuss your health insurance needs. A quick 15-minute call can protect you and your family. We believe that every day we can be healthy in our relationships, our food choices, and our life. We believe health should be easy, our lives balanced, and our businesses successful. We believe that life is worth living and every day is enjoyable. Please remember, always consult with a licensed health professional before taking any action discussed in the show. Our discussion today is not meant to treat or diagnose any particular disease, and it should not substitute qualified medical advice. Have you ever wondered what would happen if you woke up in the hospital? It may be a mix of confusion, fear, vulnerability, relief, gratitude, yearning, and even hope. One day, I found out for myself. During my week-long stay in the hospital, I was able to see firsthand how health insurance enabled the hospital to give me treatment as soon as I arrived, no questions asked. A team was created immediately to put me back together, and I was able to follow up with treatment with the surgeon and the physical therapist for several months until I could comfortably walk again. An unexpected visit to the hospital can leave us overwhelmed with a mix of emotions ranging from confusion, disorientation, fear, vulnerability, relief, and also gratitude. It is best to have a plan in place to prepare for the unexpected. At the time, I was working for the government and the Department of Disability. Every day, people would call me to ask when they would receive their disability benefits. I had a scooter, and I went out for a drive on Saturday. The next thing I remember, I was in bed and could not move. I could not move my leg or my head. I wondered, what in the world is going on? I started to jiggle and move around to try to understand what was happening. I thought I was still dreaming. I thought to myself, I must be in a deep sleep. I opened my eyes and all I saw was white all around me. There was a big white curtain around me. I lay in white sheets with a white gown, and a guy in white was standing next to me. I asked him where I was. Without looking at me, he gently said, "You were hit by a car. You have a broken neck and leg. In the morning, the doctor is going to operate on you and put a metal rod in your leg." I was exhausted and overwhelmed at this point from the event. I simply said, "Oh, okay. Is it all right if I go back to sleep now?" Ever so slightly, he turned his head towards me and nodded yes. It felt as if I had just nodded off when a group of people entered the room, and in complete synchronization, a few of them grabbed the sheets surrounding my bed and began to lift me onto the stretcher. At the same time, one of them injected me in the arm. By the time they had me on the stretcher, I was knocked out. When I awoke, I was back in the bed. I no longer had the curtain around the bed, so I could see other people in the intensive care unit with me. I stayed in ICU for another day until they were sure I was stable. Then I was moved into a room by myself. Do you have questions about health insurance or need to enroll? Use the link in the subscription below to have a 15-minute discovery call. See how you can benefit from health insurance. Find us on X, the Everything app, formerly known as Twitter, as solo_health. Every day I yearn to be back in bed. Back in my own bed. I wanted to be able to walk again. My leg and a few of my neck bones were broken and my hip fractured. I had to get assistance just to get from my bed to the bathroom. I was overwhelmed, to say the least, by this experience. I simply wanted to close my eyes and be back in my own bed again. I wanted to have my own food instead of the hospital food. At the same time, I was thankful to the hospital and the team of first responders who helped me. They really did a lot to take care of me, and I'm here today because of their hard work that one fateful day. I learned so much from that experience. Aside from my work in the government, I also taught capoeira at the time. Over the following year in this experience, I learned that the world is a good place. Sometimes it takes an extreme event like this, where we are vulnerable to the world, to actually see this. Since I could not drive and needed constant care, my students created a plan to make sure I was able to get to work and to my doctor's appointments. Every week, we coordinated our schedules and figured out who was going to pick me up and whose house I would stay at for the evening. In addition to the support network that I had at the time, the health insurance provider, my surgeon, and the team of physical therapists all helped in my recovery as well. When I received the bill and the mail from the doctor's visits and therapy appointments, I did not need to pass out. It was nice to see that most of the visit was covered. I did have to come out of pocket for a portion of the treatment, but it was only a small fraction of the cost. Health insurance enabled the hospital to give me treatment as soon as I arrived, no questions asked. They were able to find my health insurance card in my wallet, and from there, they were able to coordinate with the healthcare company themselves. A team was then created to put me back together, and I was able to have follow-up treatment with the surgeon and the physical therapist for several months until I could walk comfortably. An unexpected visit to the hospital can leave us overwhelmed with a mix of emotions ranging from confusion, disorientation, fear, vulnerability, relief, and also gratitude. It is best to have a plan in place to prepare for the unexpected. First responders work around the clock to ensure our safety and get us as close to normal as possible. For most who do not work directly in healthcare, the hospital is the last place we want to be. The good news is we are able to make this experience as pleasant as possible by already having health insurance in place. This is our first plan of action. If you have questions about your health insurance or need to enroll in health insurance, please use the link in the description below to schedule a 15-minute appointment with one of our health insurance geniuses. Accidents happen. It is best to have peace of mind knowing that you have the financial safety net for your loved ones. Follow us on Spotify. Share your favorite quote from the episode on X, formerly known as Twitter, at @solo_health. In the next episode, we will learn about the team of healthcare providers who are able to guide our health choices. This is Barbara. I am yours in health. Let me help you navigate the amazing world of health insurance. Remember, every day can be a healthy day.